This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports that Russia's President Vladimir Putin is making a rare visit to North Korea.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has arrived in North Korea for a meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. It is Putin's first trip to North Korea in 24 years. The trip is billed as a chance for Russia and North Korea to cooperate closely to overcome U.S.-led sanctions in the face of intensifying confrontations with Washington. Putin's visit comes amid growing concerns about an arms arrangement in which North Korea provides Moscow with badly needed munitions to fuel Russia's war in Ukraine in exchange for economic assistance and technology transfers that would enhance the threat posed by Kim's nuclear weapons and missile programs. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Tuesday said U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken had assured him that U.S. President Joe Biden's administration was working to lift restrictions on arms deliveries to Israel in exchange. The top U.S. diplomat declined to confirm.
It's inconceivable that in the past few months, the administration has been withholding weapons and ammunition to Israel.
Netanyahu said that Israel, America's closest ally, fighting for its life, fighting against Iran and the other common enemies, and added Blinken assured him that the administration was working day and night to remove such bottlenecks. The Biden administration in May paused a shipment of heavy bombs due to concern over the impact they could have in densely populated areas, but Israel was still due to get billions of dollars worth of U.S. weaponry. A bulk carrier sank days after an attack by Yemen's Houthi rebels believed to have killed one mariner on board. It is the second such ship to be sunk in the rebel campaign. The Tudor sank in the Red Sea. More at VOA.